Okay. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Another Q&A episode, which I think I had teased that Mary would be doing this episode with me because she was in town this last weekend. But we were just having too much fun or working on other things that we did not get around to recording the podcast. So I have the next best thing.
People are going to be really Chase. Let down.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. They're like, oh, your husband? Nope. Not Mary. Not my husband.
Keep
Chase.
Knocking it down the
list. No, just kidding. No, people, you get emails now.
You, side note, you have a new crab pillow.
Yeah. It's helping me out. Craig from Southern Charm gave it to me. He came up. Well, that was one of the things we did this weekend, which honestly,
podcast.
I think Mary and I were going to have, we thought we were going to have a little bit more time on Saturday to get work done before we went to see Thomas Rhett. Which, that was such an amazing concert, such a good show. But
mine was better.
Oh, yeah. Chase went to see Dolly.
Oh, yeah.
Like her 50-year...
I won't get into that.
At the Opry, yeah.
50th anniversary.
Yeah. He's obsessed. So, which our goal is to get Dolly on the podcast.
My goal for Amy.
Right. We're working on it. Because how amazing would that be? She's so legendary. And just such a smart, kind, awesome... businesswoman. I'm sure she has all kinds of wisdom and advice. And I taped an episode for King and Country, mm-hmm. and y'all will hear that soon. When are we airing that?
I think that'll be right before the CMA Awards.
Okay, so in November, and they did a song with Dolly. And so I feel like we're one degree closer away from Dolly. We're getting there.
Yep.
So anyway, Craig from Southern Charm came over on Saturday to record a podcast. And I thought, okay, maybe like an hour. Well, they were here like 4 hours-ish. I mean, they were so nice and awesome, and we were all having a great time. At one point, my kids are up here, my dad, Ben, we're all up in the garage apartment, like recording, hanging out. He had his crew, I had my crew. Everyone was just having a good time. So it was fun. But I will say recording, like, you know, I do 4 things on my Thursday episodes, and I did 4 things with Craig. But in between each thing, he wanted to take a break. Like, normally I just flow right through, but he's like, I got to use the bathroom, or I'm going to make another drink. Mm-hmm. I think this is the first time I've had because it was a Saturday afternoon, laid back, there was football on. I think that's the first time we've had like cocktails during the podcast. So
I bet it makes for much better.
He just said, even when filming for Bravo, like anything that he's done, because he's on Southern Charm, but filmed other things for them, it always involves alcohol. And I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. I mean, I get it because you're having to be on camera and do things and you want to feel
Bravo
loose.
But like,
yeah.
Bravo,
and then you think of like The Bachelor and Bachelorette and how, you know, they're all drinking and you're just, some of these people must watch some of this stuff back and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I acted that way. But Bachelor people always say that they have a drink limit per hour, but I'm not sure. They must be sneaking it sometimes.
See, I don't watch any of that.
Because there's no way they would
act that
crazy. But anyway, let's get to the questions for today. Chase will read them and I will answer.
All right, this first one's from Heather. Hey, Amy, I was wondering what your favorite body lotion is. I can't find one that I love. Hope you're having a great day. Love your podcast. And shout out, Mary. Love the Shop Forward.
Oh, shout out. Saying the Shop Forward and Mary also too made me just think of the... I have ADD. Our 4 things Christmas lover. Well, the Christmas lover is what we did last year on a red pullover. And it said Joy, Santa, Hot Cocoa, and Mistletoe. And then on the sleeve, which is my favorite part, it says Espoir and has a Christmas tree because that's just like an adorable touch. And people were asking if we could do customized this year. And we didn't know if we could figure it out, especially because we're doing customized totes and we're going to have some more zipper pouches and all the things. But I think we found a way to make it happen. But it's going to be for a limited time because, you know, Mary has to like do the math of like if she's taking it to the printer, like how many ideally can we print? And because when you have a customized one, you're printing a different line 4 times for one person.
Yeah.
And then that time adds up. So we know the amount we can do. And we brainstormed a little bit yesterday and made some fun videos that we'll be putting out. But I think we're going to put those on sale like this Friday.
That's quick.
Pimp and Joy, we've got tie-dye. So it'll be, some fun stuff happening this week. Yeah, that quick because we want people to get these red Christmas pullovers if they do a customized one. We'll have the Christmas lover, that standard one I said, available anytime. or leading up to Christmas. But if you want it customized with your favorite four things, like I put Mariah Carey on mine because she's amazing. I put cookies and baby Jesus and
Jesus family, and Mariah Carey.
And family time. But other options, like, you know, you could do like Uggs, Prosecco, chocolate, and sleighin'. Or this is my favorite because Jesus is the reason for the season. Uh-huh. You could put the star, the manger, the birth, Christmas.
And there's a ton of movie references that you could, I mean.
Oh, well, we may make an elf one stock, like with the Christmas lover, and it'll be like our elf lover, and it's like candy, candy canes, candy corn, syrup. The See, four major food groups.
That's a great idea to substitute, like the families that do the pajamas.
That's right. Yeah, awesome. You throw it with some flannel. I'm going to make Ben one that says eggnog, mistletoe, Red Rider, and baby Jesus. And
that's
then, won't that be so cute? And then, you know, another cute idea that we came up with might be like Chex Mix, Hallmark, Jingle Bells, and lights. Like really, you know, y'all can come up with your favorite four things and then put it on a red pullover. I mean, and it's great. You can wear it to all your Christmas parties. You can wear it as your pajamas. It's really versatile. So I know that you were saying that Heather loved the shot forward, which made me think of that. So carry on, or I will. So with the lotion, I'm obsessed with Skin Trip, and I have been for about a year. I found it at a local grocery store here called Turnip Truck, and I know a lot of y'all don't have that, but if you live in Nashville, that's where I found it, and that's normally where I buy it. But before, once I saw this as a question, I went on Amazon, and Amazon does have it, and actually, it's cheaper there, so that's now where I'm going to start buying it. They have a three-pack. You can buy it individually, I saw, but on my Amazon page, I went ahead and added the three-pack because it made more sense cost-wise, and it was Amazon Prime. But if you are too nervous to invest in three bottles, even though I'm telling you it's amazing, then you can just order the one and wait for it. But if you want the one that's on my page, just go to radioamy.com and you can access my Amazon favorite things page. A lot of stuff we're going to talk about, I think, in these questions, I'll be throwing you to my Amazon page just because that's an easy way for you to find it. But I always struggle with how to tell y'all how to get there, and I don't know why, when really I just need to say radioamy.com. Carry on. Next question.
It's all right there.
Yeah.
All right. This one's from Lacey. After your mom died, what were some of the more meaningful gifts you received? My niece just passed away, and I'm struggling with ideas of things to gift my sister. I know flowers and jewelry and stones are popular, but I'm hoping to come up with something a little more sentimental. Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, man. The first thing that came to my mind, and this is not sentimental, so that's what's like, oh, shoot, is a massage. My sister and I, we were gifted a couple of different massages. Well, mainly because my mom was in hospice and it was very taxing. And so I think some people gave it to us during that time. But even after she passed, we were given some gift cards to just go relax. When you've experienced trauma like death, your body is just very, very, very stressed out. And I wish maybe I would have paid more attention to that. Instead, I was just in some sort of survival mode and not taking care of myself, and actually fell into like a horrible place and got down to like 108 pounds, which is for my body is not good. But I only say this to say that when you go through something like that, your body is not your own. So things that actually can be therapeutic towards that, I would find to be the most beneficial, but gosh, it's just not sentimental. But I tell you what, I still remember the people that gave us massages. So it meant a lot. And one of them, they gave it to me and my sister to go together. So maybe you could take your sister on, this would be meaningful and sentimental in a way, in the way of memories, is if you take your sister to have a day of relaxation and a day where she can focus on her and her health, like mental, I say health, like, and not like y'all go grab a workout and a smoothie. No, like there's so much going on. Like she needs to relax, and you can, and it's hard to break away and go do that. And, you know, once she is ready, and you may have to force her into it, but just take her away and go do something relaxing and do massages, or maybe get add on some manicures and pedicures, or sit in a hammock and read. My sister and I, we did end up going away somewhere, and that we were able to do that, like at this one spa place. And it was on the lake, and we kind of went out there and just sat. I mean, that didn't really, that doesn't cost anything. I guess budget plays a role, but if you think of a way, like a walk in the park, being with nature, being outside, taking in some sunlight, being with, I mean, that stuff is very important, especially when you really just want to crawl into your bed and close the curtains and not see anybody, because that's how you feel. So just different ways to recharge her. That's my suggestion. I don't have the sentimentals because, I mean, I feel like, yes, jewelry, stones, yeah, flowers. I mean, I don't know. Chase, do you have anything sentimental?
No,
I mean, if there was something, I mean, I can't imagine losing your daughter, her, which is what your sister, if your niece passed away. I don't know. Maybe something will come to you that was like special of your niece's that you can have that, done and like given to her later.
Maybe with time.
With time.
But I think you nailed it on the head. I mean, if it was me doing some kind of experience that, you, like you said, recharges her, but also gives her that quality time with her sister, which is, I'm sure, what she needs.
Exactly. Yeah. So I hope that helps, Lacey, and I'm sorry that you and your family are going through that right now.
All right, this next one's from Cameron. Hey, Amy, my name's Cameron. My wife and I have been huge fans of the Bobby Bones Show for years, and recently your podcast. My typical morning routine typically consists of a cup of coffee, a bowl of cereal, and Bobby Bones. I know that cereal isn't the best option, but it's so quick and easy compared to some of the healthier options. Do you have any suggestions?
Okay, so it's so funny this question came in, like right when Mary just told me if I had seen Kelly Levesque talking about this cereal called Magic Spoon. Now, Kelly Levesque is like a celebrity nutritionist person that lives in California, and she's come on the podcast before. She's really famous for her Fab Four plan, for her Fab Four smoothie in particular, and she really doesn't like to put anything in her body that's going to spike her insulin, which a lot of times cereals have a lot of sugar. Ooh, which funny side note about cereal is when I was 23, I guess, I joined this really like awesome, amazing gym in Austin called Pure Austin. Like everybody's single, that's where you worked out, like downtown. And I bought a bike because everybody there thought they were like Lance Armstrong or something. And I started doing triathlons, and one of the spin instructors there, Kathy, like she's amazing, but she obviously, she was older and wiser and took care of her body. I mean, homegirl was a lean machine and she always had energy and felt great. And I remember when she held this like little seminar thing at the gym one night. And of course we went to support her because she's our friend, and it was about food and different things. And, you know, we were talking about what your typical meal was, and I didn't know much about nutrition. I thought I knew about being a little bit healthy, but now, based on what I know now, I did not. And she was talking about, she said to me, what do you typically eat for breakfast? And I said, cereal. And she looked at me like mortified. And she was like, cereal? And I was like, yeah, cereal.
Cereal's awesome.
So yeah, no judgment here, Cameron, because I know what it feels like to be judged for cereal. And it's funny, maybe that's why now I like really don't want my kids to get addicted to having cereal for breakfast, because I just know that there's so much better options for them out there to get energy, like get their brain and all the juices flowing. But I mean, I'm scarred from that. Like and I didn't understand. And I was like, well, have you tried Honey Bunches of Oats? Because it's amazing. And of course I was drinking it with like cow's milk. I know, crazy. But I also didn't have a ton of energy. I was definitely bigger than I am now. And not that that's what it's about, but I could see how my body changed when I started to shift how I ate. And yeah, that's my experience with cereal. So I do love a good bowl of cereal, and sometimes it's nostalgic for me and you just got to pour a cup. Now I use almond milk, but you put some in a coffee mug and eat it, or out of a bowl or whatever. And it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah. Like Lucky Charms.
Frosted Flakes.
Were my jam. Ooh. But I mean, when I was 23 and trying to be healthy, it was Honey Bunches of Oats, obviously. until Kathy set me straight. And then I don't think I had cereal for breakfast for, I don't know. I don't know when the last time I had cereal for breakfast. I'm sure I've had it for like a snack or whatever.
I had it last week.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's amazing. So anyway, snap cut or whatever, flash forward to Mary literally telling me yesterday, have you seen that cereal that Kelly Levesque posted called Magic Spoon? And I'm like, no. And then I see this question from Cameron and I'm like, boom. So Cameron, there's this cereal out there called Magic Spoon. I just ordered it, no lie. And when we were ordering it, Chase and I are going to try it. You have to buy four boxes. And how much was it for the four boxes?
It was like $39.
$39, yeah. Which is insane. Like, that's expensive. So that is not lost on me. But if it's like a healthy cereal that can also be convenient for you and not make you crash and still provide you with some nutrients and some energy, then I'm going to test it out for y'all. And I'll let you know. And then if it does fit into your budget, at least you'll know you can get it. If it doesn't, then you know, there's other options. Like, I get, if you're on the go, like, things that help me are having hard-boiled eggs, like, ready to go in the fridge that I can just grab. I don't have to cook anything. And boom, that's some protein right there. With some avocado, I mean, and then you're out the door. Overnight oats. Maybe you don't want to focus on protein too much. You need some carbs. Or you could have hard-boiled eggs and overnight oats and have, like, a really substantial breakfast. And there's tons of overnight oat recipes. Like, just type it in to Google. Yeah. Boom. So many pop up and that fit your taste buds. I would just avoid adding any, like, sugar. I mean, if you want to do a little honey or maple syrup, but don't do anything that's like, you know, 5 teaspoons of processed sugar or whatever. And then smoothies are great. Like, and you can make those in advance the day before or 2 days before, and they normally stay good in your fridge for a few days.
And even if you do one, I mean, in the morning, I'm a guy that likes convenience.
Smoothie? Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying if you,
it's so easy. Like, I do
throw everything in the blender.
Yeah.
Like, get some wild blueberries in there with some protein powder and some milk and maybe yogurt. You like yogurt.
I do Greek yogurt and almond butter with a ton of spinach and fruit, obviously.
Yeah. Throw your greens in there. Yep. It's a great way to kind of pack it all in. And it's for sure a healthier option since that's what you're looking for, Cameron. But I will keep you posted on the Magic Spoon. Sorry about my cereal tangent, but the cereal thing hits close to home to me.
Sensitive
and
subject.
Plus, since like I like had two outbursts with my kids involving cereal. I wonder if it's from my wound, my scar, for being judged for cereal. I mean, because one time I put the cereal down the disposal in front of Stevenson's face, and then I turned on the disposal for effect because it sounded better. And because I wanted to know, like, we don't have to have cereal in this house. Like, you're not going to throw a fit over cereal because it's a treat. Okay. I mean, okay. Mom of the year over here. So next question.
All right. This next one's from Tori. Hey, Amy, love the podcast and everything you talk about, even when you ramble.
Oh.
Yeah, right. My question is for my husband. He has tried several different protein powders and hasn't found one he's really satisfied with. Do you have any you could suggest he try?
Oh my gosh. I've tried so many protein powders. It's not even funny. And I hate that it took me this long to find. And ones that I have promoted in the past, I genuinely liked. I mean, I like them. It's just that I eventually find one that I like better. And right now, I'm so glad that ProMix was brought into my life. It's a vegan chocolate one, and it is amazing. I ordered, by accident, the biggest one known to man. I thought I was ordering one, I don't know, it's about the size of, like, my, I don't know, how big? I don't know how to tell you. But the one I did order was, like, bigger than my head. It was, it's massive. It doesn't even fit in my pantry shelf. When I opened it up out of the box, I was like, well, this is not what I thought I ordered. I hope I like this. And I'm still trucking through it, still have it, and it's still amazing. And I did add it to my Amazon page, radioemmy.com, to find it. But the one I added, don't worry, is the smaller one. But if you want to go big, I think you could click to the bigger option. I hope that's the one
I added.
That's
a vegan one, right?
It's vegan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's chocolate and it's so yummy. And I love doing like a cup of almond milk, like a fourth a cup of fresh mint leaves, the chocolate. What? Fresh mint?
I'm just laughing.
It's like a mint chocolate chip.
This is a great suggestion for Tori, but I'm just laughing like her explaining this to her husband.
Oh, well, maybe he doesn't like mint chocolate chip, but maybe he prefers like a peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
So he could, you know, do the chocolate with the milk and like a tablespoon or two of peanut butter. How about that? Is that more manly for you?
What I do, because there's a follow-up question here that I think is relevant.
Oh, okay.
Because you have two different protein powders on your Amazon page, and there's one that's plant-based and then one that's the whey protein.
I removed the whey.
Oh, you did?
Because I was liking that one, but I just was told some things about it that I was like, okay, I guess. So I actually still have some in my pantry, and I don't know. You want it?
I'll take it, yeah, because I knew the whey protein.
Okay, well, you can have it. You can have it. But, like, for me, I don't know. I'm not going to use it anymore. I'm going to use the vegan one. But it is good. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
It was the naked one, but I removed it from my Amazon page, so that shouldn't be confusing. I do have a Garden for Life one that's on there, either chocolate, but that's one that I use for my kids.
That's
just
good.
FYI.
Yeah.
That's what we make their protein pancakes out of.
Yeah. Tori, I want to follow up. Let me know what your husband thinks of that.
Mm-hmm. You didn't let me finish the thing about the mint.
Oh, is there? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I do 1 cup of almond milk, 1/4 cup of mint leaves, the 2 scoops of vegan Pro Mix chocolate. Then I add 3 drops of liquid stevia just because it just makes it a little bit more sweet. And then even though the protein powder in itself has some sweetener, but no sugar, I don't think. And then I do about 1/2 cup to 1 cup of ice, and it is so good.
Say, I bet that's really good.
And you could even add a handful of mixed greens or spinach if you wanted to, if you want some extra fiber.
I'm just laughing because when I have my protein shake, it's usually right after my workout, and it's whatever. It's just with water. Like, it's in my blender bottle. Like, I just shake it up.
That's what my husband does. And that's the problem.
And that's...
That's why your husband has tried several different and he just hasn't found one he likes, is because he's probably making it like my husband and Chase. And they just throw it into a little shaker with their hand. They don't even use a blender. And they just hand shake it and try to throw it back with some water. And that's
still
why.
Good.
I mean, you're getting like pure whatever, 20, 25 grams of protein. Yeah. But then you could be getting some more nutrients in there, and it could also taste really good. And then it feels like a meal.
That's why I have my smoothie for breakfast.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Next question.
All right. Nicole, this one's from Nicole. Where the heck do you buy Zevia? I cannot find it anywhere.
Oh, man. I'm glad you're looking
now,
for
right?
it. I mean, it is getting more popular.
Yeah.
We're actually drinking Zevia right now.
Trying a new one.
Shocker.
Grapefruit citrus.
Yeah. Chase
pretty
loves,
good.
We love orange, but grapefruit citrus is my new favorite. It's the pink can. But Target has it, Kroger, Walmart, Whole Foods, health food stores. I've got the orange one linked on my Amazon page.
Yeah.
I think it is starting to show up more and more, but you just got to look for it. But what is a bummer is some stores do carry it, but they only carry like the Coca-Cola flavor, which is not my jam, or they carry root beer.
I like the cream soda.
That's so sweet. It's so sweet.
Which for someone who might be transitioning into Zevia, that might be a good, I mean, just because you do have a point, it
valid.
Is the sweeter. But it's a good one. But I love the orange.
Yeah, so hopefully you can find it. But if not, I guess you could order it from my Amazon page.
Super convenient.
Mm-hmm. Next question.
The last one, this one. Hey, Amy, this is a request. She's wanted to know if you can have someone on the podcast that talks a little bit about keto. I've listened to every podcast more than once. I appreciate the Fab Four and the grain-free and et cetera, but I'd love some more info on keto eating and lifestyle.
Okay, so I've been texting with Bobo about coming on to maybe do a Q&A. So I will have him bring some keto info because I know he's done keto. Bobby is like going sort of keto. Ray and his girlfriend, Bae, they're all kinds of keto.
Really?
And so Ray's Instagram is like season. Why is his Instagram so weird?
This is a tough one.
Yeah, it's like season, but season. It's SZNRAYMUNDO, Sizzon Raymundo. But Sizzon is for season. I don't know. He's weird. I love Ray, but like he's hilarious like that. And then his girlfriend is Laura, LAURA underscore Birdwell, like Bird and Well. And she posts a lot of what they're doing on her Instagram, or she'll do like recipes. She made these keto chocolate chip cookies that were like amazing. I'm just trying to think of some people to follow. Oh, you know what? My friend Laura, I just realized this because I'm looking on Instagram and I pulled up Laura Ray's girlfriend and my friend Laura popped up and she literally did this post, a before and after. Her Instagram is LauraGolay, Laura Golay. And I've known her since I was little. She was friends with some people that I grew up with. And she, like last Tuesday, posted a Transformation Tuesday pic. Look at that, before and after. And that's from Keto. Wow. She said, posting this is extremely out of my comfort zone, but I found so much motivation in seeing others on here succeed and they're changing their lifestyle for the better. Because they would post on Instagram. So she was like, I want to do that. She said, since January, I've been following a keto lifestyle. For the most part, everyone needs to indulge sometimes, and I've lost almost 50 pounds. I love Instagram so much because there is an endless supply of inspiration, recipes, and resources that saved me when I wasn't quite sure what to do. I tagged all of my favorite keto accounts. If you're thinking about changing your habits and you're curious, go follow them. I'm by no means an expert, but I found something that has changed my health and quite frankly, my life. For the better, and I'm thankful I did. So this post is like, if you go to her page, 1, 2, 3, 4, like at this point, I don't know when you're listening to it, but it's a side-by-side photo of her before she lost the 50 pounds and after. And so it's like 5 posts back at this point. But if you go click on that one and you tap the photo, she did tag like her favorite keto accounts. So that's where you can go maybe follow some people that have, oh yeah. And I just clicked on one and there's like tons of recipes and all kinds of things. So boom, I didn't know I was going to like remember about Laura's post there, but I'm glad it took me to it. So hopefully that will be helpful to you, Nicole, for you to get a little inspo on Instagram. And I guess if you're not on Instagram, you better get on there because I agree. I feel like so much inspiration. There is a lot of negativity that can come along with social media, but if you just like block that out, unfollow people that don't bring you whatever you need, block the comments, mute whatever, and just focus on the things that you want to be inspired by. And Instagram or social media can be good.
Oh, definitely.
So, I mean, for me, I think that that's awesome that through the inspiration she found, she was able to lose the 50 pounds. And so now then she's putting herself out there by posting her transformation, which now may be helping one of you listening. So, shout out Laura Golay. Thanks for having me.
And Bobo will
post.
Definitely come through with some.
Bobo
some
will
good
follow
info.
Up because I know for me, I need carbs. Like,
word.
I just need them. Yeah. It has to happen. I've done it where I wasn't keto, but maybe some days I actually was in keto, but I would get, I don't know, I just had headaches, which I know that's my body detoxing and I would get over that.
But like you said,
like, why am I torturing myself with this? But for some people, they feel great. Actually, it helps if they have chronic migraines or headaches, like doing something keto. And if they follow it and they're just not eating, there's something called dirty keto, where if you just eat like dirty meats and proteins, like cheese and bacon, that's like, when I think of that, that's like not good for you. That's why they call it dirty keto.
I mean,
but there is a healthy way to do keto. And I think when you do it properly, if you do have certain ailments, it can help you.
I think the big thing is you just remember, and you like touched on this a few weeks ago, you know, something different is going to work for everyone.
Because we're all made.
Yeah,
so
and that's the whole point of talking about all these different things.
Is oh, I know.
You're
going to
find something that's going to work for you that maybe wouldn't work for another.
Someone didn't want to listen anymore because I was giving such conflicting information in different episodes and they didn't know what to think. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. Like, my goal is to give you a variety of different things and that way you can figure out what works best for you.
Yeah. All you want is people to just take care of themselves.
Right.
Whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. And it looks different for everybody.
Yeah. So true.
Like for me, a bowl of Frosted Flakes helps every now and then.
Right.
Yeah.
Which Mary and I taste tested. I was thinking what works for me sometimes is Oreos every now and then. And we did a Espoir Live on Friday night and we were over at my dad's, but we went to Target before and we were like, ooh, let's go see what flavor of Oreos Target has. Because sometimes they have new ones.
Yeah.
And they had carrot cake, which was a carrot cake cookie flavor with cream cheese on the inside. And then.
Is it good?
Mint. And the mint was amazing. To me, it tasted like a thin mint. I loved it. And then, yeah, the carrot cake was good. Mary doesn't even like carrot cake, and she loved the cookies.
What was the Oreo that you guys had on QVC?
Oh, that was maple. And that was amazing.
See, and that doesn't sound appealing to me. But oh, it was good. You guys said it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anytime we do, I think maybe that'll be our new thing. Anytime we do a live or whatever, yeah, we'll try to have a different
QVC
Oreo.
And Oreo flavors.
But yeah, I mean, and Oreos aren't part of my everyday life. And people might be confused sometimes if they see me be eating an Oreo. And trust me, there was a time where I probably wouldn't have been caught dead eating the Oreo. And I just would rather be in a place where I just eat the Oreo, you know?
You bet. We're glad you're in that place.
We're all in a better place right now. So thank you for listening to the Q&A today. On Thursday, we have our episode with Kristen Chenoweth.
It's pretty awesome.
And it's so good. Like, she is amazing. And just, I did all four things with her. What else is coming up? After Kristen Chenoweth is going to be Bob Goff. So cool.
Pretty amazing.
I can't believe. I mean, he was just the coolest. Sat down with him last week to record it. And then, then after that.
Craig.
Yeah. Craig from Southern Charm. Mm-hmm. Who also now makes pillows.
And now you got the inside scoop, knowing that in between each thing, there's a little bit of a break. You kind of got a behind the scenes teaser earlier.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. Well, I know. It's like the longest podcast I've ever recorded with anybody.
When you
Craig.
Say that, what do you mean? Like
thing one was 37 minutes.
So is this an hour and a half altogether?
I don't know. I'll have to add it all up and then decide if there's some things we should like cut. Y'all let me know. Would you rather hear the unedited Craig version?
Maybe that could be a fifth thing. The
edits.
The edits, whatever gets cut out.
Maybe. I typically don't edit the podcasts. I don't. So that's why this is hard. But I mean, I just feel weird putting something out there that's that long. But I guess if you're a Craig fan and you're listening, then you want to hear the whole thing.
You've got good stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got some pretty solid podcasts. Like,
I'm excited. Yeah.
You got a fun one this week, too.
It's getting fun.
For the holidays.
So this is just, I don't know, since we've been doing some planning for the year, and Mary and I had a big meeting about Espoir events for 2020, Brunch and Burns. So stay tuned for info on that. But another thing, you know, that we've just been looking at the layout of the year, and in December, my mom's birthday was December 19th, and that happens to be a Thursday this year. So that is going to be an episode we're going to be able to dedicate that to, like, we're going to call it like the Judy episode and like Pimp and Joy. And I don't know. Do you want to say any more on that?
I just think it's going to be really special.
It's going to be special.
Because we were talking about doing something when we were just, you know, brainstorming ideas for Amy. It was like, oh, you should do something fun, like where you incorporate some listeners and some stories as the four different things, like right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we were already going that direction. Then she was like, oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
That same date will be my mom's birthday. And we're like, oh.
It was
totally
almost like meant to be.
Yeah.
So that one special. Will be really, really, really special.
And you don't really know this, but because we really don't have anything planned, but we're going to have something cool. In November, you'll have your 1 year anniversary of this podcast.
I know.
Like,
but yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. You and Elizabeth were talking about
Fazio,
something. Elizabeth
Fazio,
she works in New York.
Yeah,
and
she's MVP.
She's the one that like helped me get this podcast off the ground. And she was like my big cheerleader in the beginning, like making sure that it happened and I got it done. And that she was like, you're doing this podcast. And it was at a time where I was like, I really just don't have time for this in my life.
And I'm so proud of you because you have made the time and you're even at a place where you're like, you're ahead of it now and it's flowing.
Praise Jesus.
Exciting things are happening. And anyways,
I'm looking at the calendar. Mary and I are also going to put out a gift guide.
Which will be awesome.
Which will be like, you know, around shopping time. Annie Downs is coming up too. I get emails about her all the time. People are like, try to get Annie Downs on. I'm like, she's actually booked.
Well, and like, at least what I've seen, people love the Trisha podcast, and she'll be back.
She's coming over to my house this week. Trisha Yearwood. Yeah. She's coming over to the house to record. I don't know if she's going to pull a Craig and hang out for 4 hours and want some tequila, but.
Can't kick Trisha Yearwood.
No, and I would never. But that's kind of the vibe I like to have recording at the house now, is like people feel comfortable and they can come over. And Trisha and I are going to do some like maybe holiday talk on like hosting and meals and food and family and decor. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what does Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood would do for the holidays?
I bet it's pretty normal.
I know.
Yeah.
They're shockingly normal, which is crazy because he's like, and they both are just like superstars. So, okay. Well, there you go. I think I'm done with, I have no more random thoughts coming to my head that I, what?
Well, just remind people that coming up this week, you're going to have a few things going on sale.
Oh, yes.
Real quick.
Tie-Dye Pimp and Joy.
Which is my favorite one. I think it's the coolest one yet.
It is. Which, if you don't know about Pimp and Joy, it's about choosing joy for yourself and spreading it to others. And we have started with my mom. The whole backstory is up. Just go to, I mean, there's a lot of places to find it. RadioHemi.com. And there's a little Pimp and Joy spa link. And you can click there. And, you know, we have tons of merch that goes to various causes. And Pimp and Joy is 100% of whatever we're selling goes to whatever cause we're supporting at the time. And it's super near and dear to my heart. It's like my mom's legacy, but it's gotten so much bigger than that. It's a crazy movement, and it's donated over like $2 million to various causes, which is super cool. And tie-dye, we're pumped. And then we'll have the Christmas Four Things pullovers, like customizable, available. So be thinking of your favorite Christmassy things. And yeah.
Cool. Good reminders.
RadioAmy.com when you're bored. What else when they're bored? At RadioAmy on Instagram when you're bored.
You can get everywhere you need to go at RadioAmy.com.
Right.
You can check out the Amazon stuff. You can check out,
Yeah. And then if there's ever any podcast episodes you haven't listened to, rate and review the podcast when you're bored. Subscribe. Yeah. But at this point, if you're still listening, you're probably like, yeah, I'm about to rate and review that you talk too much.
I know. Like, I was just thinking, like, you did really well. You didn't ramble through this one.
Okay, bye.